USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump said Thursday evening that coronavirus vaccines will be delivered by early as next week. The whole world is suffering and we are rounding the curve, Trump said. And the vaccines are being delivered next week or the week after. Trump noted that frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens would be the vaccine's first recipients. John Gilbert Getty, the grandson of oil tycoon J. Paul Getty, has died. He was 52. John, a musician, died on Friday in San Antonio, Texas. John leaves behind his daughter, Ivy, his brothers, Peter and Billy. John's mother, Ann Gilbert Getty, passed in September. Let's take a look at those Thanksgiving football scores. Texas beat the Lions 41-25, and Washington beat up Dallas 41-16. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson tested positive for COVID-19 and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers if the game does not get shut down. Lamar Jackson is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Hawaii Congressperson Tulsi Gabbard called on President Trump to pardon National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
So first I introduced H.R.E.S. 1162 with my colleague Congressman Matt Gaetz that very simply calls on our government to drop all charges against Edward Snowden for the actions that he took in the public interest to expose a mass government surveillance program on all Americans that violates our privacy and civil liberties and that courts deemed illegal more than once. Now, Snowden, Assange, and others are being prosecuted under this same Espionage Act.
Ms. Gabbard is introducing legislation that will allow whistleblowers a chance to defend their actions in court. That is not allowed with the current law. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, is considering shortening the number of days it recommends a person self-quarantine after possible exposure to the coronavirus. A top agency official told the Wall Street Journal the CDC hopes more people would comply with quarantine guidelines if the time is shortened to 7 to 10 days, followed by a negative test. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump held his first press conference since the election. Let's listen in to some of the comments.
So bad in Georgia, they don't want to show us signatures. The reason they don't want to show us signatures is very simple, because we will find thousands and thousands, a very close race, it's hair thin, but we'll find thousands and thousands of discrepancies, fraud. Why they aren't wanting to show those signatures is amazing. They're doing recounts, and even in the recount, they found thousands of votes that were off. But now we want to look at the signatures, and you will find tens of thousands of false ballots, forged ballots. You'll see it all over. You're going to see a lot of it. And you go to Pennsylvania. You saw the meeting we had yesterday with Pennsylvania. You saw people come up. They went to vote, and they said, no, you can't vote. Somebody else already sent in a ballot. And a woman, but this is happening tens of thousands of times. I think it was 600 and some odd thousand, 687,000 fraudulent votes cast in Pennsylvania.
Online learning seems to be failing our kids, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.